Yep.
How disappointing was it that first games losing, things like that?
I wouldn't say disappointing as much as just a little concerning. We're not doing, you know, we need to better the line of scrimmage and give credit to Ball State. Now, they did a nice job. I mean, we only forced them to punt once. Defense did a nice job of maybe not giving up a bunch of big plays or maybe keeping out of the end zone to some degree, but scored 3 points in the second half. You know, you score the opening drive on the touchdown, score one the rest of the game. I mean, you got to give those guys credit. They physically, I thought, on both sides of the ball. We didn't rush the ball very well. They did. They got a lot of third and manageables. We didn't. Again, kind of glad we didn't have turnovers, but we didn't create any. Kicking game wasn't bad. We didn't create much. And bottom line, it was kind of like an old classic game where the team that won the line of scrimmage won it. And they're to my opinion, naked eye, they're OL and DL won the line of scrimmage. Consistently.
You guys hit 17 points on your first three possessions and really stall out for stretch there. What were the issues?
Again, just, you know, missing some blocks, getting off schedule, a couple play calls by me. I'm calling some of those plays. You know, the first drive, second half, we get to third and two and catch it into a blitz and miss the block and, you know, punt it. And, so, you know, we got to be, you know, you saw at the end, we were a little bit more aggressive. We got a young quarterback and some young receivers. So, we only had the ball. Looking at it quickly, they had like 75 plays. We had 64 plays. But they had the ball for 13 more minutes. You know, and when, you know, they're running the ball well and we're not getting, you know, stops. And then offensively, if we're not executing and coming off the field, you know, kind of wear out a little bit. So, again, we'll keep looking at how we play, how to put it together. But the real thing, you know, line of scrimmage wasn't good. Play calling on my part, you know, we'll keep working on that.
What do you think led to these early the line, I guess? Do you think they were just kind of physically stronger than you guys?
I don't know. I mean, just, I, you know, whether it be stronger, just, you know, built it to sustain a block or get off a block. And, again, we'll look again. We'll keep evaluating where we are. I mean, I think for preseason we've been awfully good. The guys have worked hard. We're not going to change and panic what we do. We're going to do what we do, believe in what we do. But now I think as you get into this game, going to game two, game three, we'll start gauging in other guys and game experience and maybe how to put our guys in better position and not in better position against ourselves in practice, but better position in the game mode. So does that mean, you know, we're doing different things in movements and blitzes and coverages? Does that mean we're doing things differently offensive line or quarterback play or running back play to create some running game? Because we need to run the ball for more than 100 yards to have a chance on that. So, again, there'll be some real strong evaluations of structure-wise as now we start to play. You know, I thought, you know, Ed, first time out was okay. Didn't hurt us, but at the same time, other than the go ball, we didn't make a lot of plays. No turnovers, no kicking plays. So it's kind of a bland, boring game other than the line of scrimmage play, which we lost.
You mentioned the last lack of a pass rush. How much did that kind of set your whole defense back? Just not being able to get anywhere to quarterback though?
Well, to some degree, I mean, you need pressure, yes. We tried some blitzes that got picked up, didn't get home. At the same time, again, when your opponent is first and second down, you know, getting on schedule where it's manageable passes, or it's manageable runs, and there's balance, and you can't necessarily tee off. I think there was a couple times in the third and fourth quarter where we got to some third longs, and their defense had a chance to tee off on us. You know what I'm saying? I don't think we got too many situations where we could pin our ears back and come. You're sitting there, you know, they did a great job on the boot, which is a great call by them on the third down deal. The quarterback comes out and runs for a handful of yards that last drive that they had. So, you know, they got the manageable situations, and that's all because of winning the line and having a good run game and our inability to have one on our side, our inability to stop it, or our inability to create it. And as we play in our league and as we go through this year, we have to create that. And we'll go again. We'll evaluate where we're at and what we do. We're not going to panic. We're not going to throw guys under the bus. But we have got to be better in stop and run, and we've got to be better rushing the ball.
What was your thinking on the
9-yard line,
first play of the fourth quarter?
Again, that being said, and again, you go back and even said it then, well, hey, I kicked that field goal there, going for it on fourth down instead of kicking the field goal at the end of the game. Thought was, though, we had it pinned down, you know, that we could maybe get the stop and come back, even though we had not played great D. You got them bent down the 7-8-9-yard line. We talked to the defensive guys. What do you want to do? We can kick the field goal. We can play D. And the comment from our defense coach is, we got to play pinned down. We got to stop them. If you want to go for it, go for it. But kind of that was one of the plays, and no disrespect that. That was actually one of the plays where he got bluffed. They looked like they were going to blitz on the side. He got bluffed, kind of threw the wrong side, kind of misread it, and made a quick pass and missed our shot. That was probably of plays he had one of the more, not a bad play, but just kind of as a young guy got a little fooled right there. Missed it. Didn't hurt us, but didn't help us. But defensively, our guys, and again, I like that. We need to be aggressive, and we need to not, you know, the first drive, it's a fourth and one, we go for it. I mean, we can't go out and play afraid. We can't go out playing scared. We can't you know, worry about worst case scenarios. We got to be aggressive. We got to be smart. Talk to the defensive guys. Do you want us to kick it or go for it? They said, let's go for it. We got them pinned down. You know, we did stop them, I think, as they got out to about midfield ways. But it would have been nice to, if we didn't get it, to go quick three and get it at midfield. But that's what I thought.
Coach, where was Darius Johnson tonight?
Excuse me?
Where was Darius Johnson tonight?
Well, he and a couple of guys. We have some guys, you know, again, just wasn't able to travel. You know, we don't really talk about the injuries and team situation. So, but he wasn't with us tonight.
But it was an injury?
Excuse me?
Was it some kind of injuries or physical thing?
I don't talk about injuries or team rules or speculation. Or he just wasn't here. He wasn't a part of the loss.
Coach, in your positives in your scoring in the second quarter, the pass that Belcher pulled down and the 65-yarder, and then Mitch Ewald, the 49-yard field goal.
That was good to see, and it was good for Mitch, you know what I'm saying? And again, maybe we should have kicked that one later in the start of the fourth quarter, whatever it was, it didn't. But again, I think we made some strides in the kick game. The kick game didn't hurt us tonight. A couple of returns got a little bit more on kickoff covers than should have. We didn't stop them to gauge, you know what a punt return team is like. We only punted a couple three times. So I don't know if we're any good truly at punt return. I think we did pin them inside the 20, although we never got them inside the 10. So kicking game was fair. We made some strides there at snapper. Young freshman's good. So. We made some strides. It was nice for DeMarlo to make the one big play, but we're going to need some more.
You mentioned that. What made you decide to use the guy in the first place, and what did you think about his play overall?
Well, again, last couple weeks, he'd probably been a little bit more consistent as far as just now. I think they all kind of played pretty good. It was actually one of the reasons to not really say make it was there wasn't that great deal of separation. Didn't plan on rotating, playing a bunch of guys. The guy starting out would have played bad. We could have, but we didn't. But I just think, you know, the last couple of weeks, just some ball security, you know, taking care of the ball, throwing it the right place. He had just been cleaner. And I think for the most part tonight, there wasn't a lot of throws. He said, well, you know, why did you? I think a couple of times he looked the wrong way, got bluffed, and took off scrambling where he didn't need to. And again, his first game, true game under his belt. He'll grow from that. But again, Trey and Dusty have been doing awfully good. So they'll keep plugging, keep pushing, and we'll see how it plays out. He played tonight. I guess he's the starter. But I don't know if it's a big deal where, you know, we lose the first game. Like, we got it, you know, figured out, and he's the guy for sure. We'll keep it. That's not a disrespect to him. He did okay.
Time for one more, guess. You mentioned the third and longs in the second half. Did you notice any kind of adjustments they were making to you in terms of first and second downs?
Well, no. They were just doing a fair amount of whether it be guesswork or logical thought process of when they wanted to pressure. And I don't know if the blitzes were beating us typically as much as we were getting beat by slanting linemen, because when you're blitzing, here comes some guys across the face. And we just lost some blocks and got the third and long, you know, whether it be a backside reach block or front side guy angling out. So they, you know, again, we missed some blocks. They did a nice job of pressuring, got us in third downs a couple times, teed off, forced to have the scramble, a couple times missed shots. So, but again, they did, again, you know, Coach Limbo and his staff, background has always done a good job. They did well tonight, and credit those guys, and really a credit to them line scrimmage. And we'll see if we're going to be worth a flip, especially in our league, if we can make some serious improvement quickly, because we'll need to. All right. Thanks, guys.